Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show,
living off with people
a variety talk show,
and giving
only
all
mission.
Power to the same.
That were only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of sent the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. I have a very special show today. It's one of, I would say, by far one of my favorite topics. Over the years, I've spoken with several people who are amazingly talented in different areas and want to go into business for themselves and fulfill their purpose, but they don't know how or where to start. Or they know how to start, but they are afraid of taking the steps toward their dreams. So I'm honored to welcome my guest, Cece Clark, an entrepreneur, speaker, author of the upcoming book, All After the Fall, Creating Success in the Face of Failure. Cece shares the lessons she's learned after her real estate firm failed in 2009, leaving her severely depressed, $2 million in debt, and 50 pounds overweight. More importantly, she reveals the system she designed and used to pick herself up and created two new successful international consulting businesses less than 36 months later. With a strong background in sales, marketing, and personal development, Cece helps entrepreneurs crystallize their dreams, put a system to it, and then monetize it. As a result of working with Cece, entrepreneurs learn to build the dream business that supports their dream life. As I said, this is by far one of my favorite topics. So welcome to the show, Cece.
Hello. How are you today, Yvonne?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Good. One of the first things I want to ask is, you know, when did you first decide you wanted to go into business for yourself?
You know what? It's kind of a crazy story. When I was in the fourth grade, I became an entrepreneur. I started selling command-shaped French fries. And I literally did. I didn't want a lemonade stand. I didn't want to do that normal thing. So I would cut up potatoes in the shape of a Pac-Man and fry them up and sell them out in front of my house.
Wow.
And there was something about, I know it's a little crazy, but there was something for me about, you know, taking something that, you know, I already knew how to do. Like, I love French fries. Like, you know, I could make some French fries.
Right.
But then, you know, jazzing it up a little bit and then making money off of it, I was hooked, literally, from fourth grade. I was hooked.
Wow. Wow. I believe, you know, that, you know, everyone has gifts and talents and, of course, a purpose in life.
Yep.
But
yep.
Some people don't know how to tap into it. What advice would you give those who believe that they have a purpose but don't know how to quite tap into what their purpose is?
There are some key things that I really encourage people to do, because I need to tell you that, you know, doing work that you're passionate about, which is really what I what I share with entrepreneurs a lot, doing that work that you're passionate about, that's, in my opinion, truly the only way to live your life, just because you spend so much of your life working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to work, you know, really do something that you're passionate about. But, you know, a couple of things that people can do, I mean, I really have a kind of three-step formula I encourage folks to do. And the first one really is start with brainstorming. Really start by, you know, thinking about the thing, what am I doing when I'm my happiest, right? What things excite me? Or think about things, what do people tell you thank you for? Right? So something, if you elicit a thank you from somebody when you're doing the same thing over and over again, that's probably something that you're passionate about. You know, I tell people to ask yourself, you know, who are your mentors? Who inspires you? You know, you're going to find semblances of things that you're passionate about and all of those things. And then if all else fails, and I'll ask you to answer this question too, Yvonne, what was your favorite thing to do as a child?
Hmm.
So for you, what were three of your favorite things to do as a child?
As a child, I enjoyed, of course, talking. that was one. Another, mm-hmm. I enjoy drawing, and I liked putting stuff together, like more like events, like helping, you know, decorate for parties. And it was just so many different things that I enjoyed doing. But I would say the common denominator between all of them was being creative.
And so for me, what I would say, if our listeners today think about the things that they did as a child, you know, they're going to find many of the things that they enjoy as an adult are things that they enjoy as a child. If you enjoy talking as a child, is there any wonder that you have your own radio show? Right? I mean, is there any wonder that you do that and that it's something that you do that obviously you absolutely love?
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I'm telling you, I used to love making those and selling those Pac-Man French fries. There's no surprise to anybody that, you know, that I went in business for myself in my adult life, you know. And then I also enjoy playing school. It's probably no surprise to anybody that, you know, I coach and teach for a living, you know.
Yeah.
So to tap into, you know, the first thing to do to discover that passion is really do that brainstorming and just kind of tap into those things that you did as a child. The second thing I would tell people to do to really kind of uncover, you know, what that thing could be for you is connect with other people that are doing it. So once you have an idea of something that you're passionate about, something you might enjoy doing, connect with other people who are doing that same thing. You enjoy talking, you enjoy talking, you enjoy putting together parties, you enjoyed, you know, drawing, you enjoyed creative ventures. Hang out with other people who are doing similar things. Just, you know, is there a meetup group, for example, in your town of other people who have, you know, radio talk shows, for example? You know, so spend time connecting with other people who are doing something that you enjoy doing. And then I think that'll help you really uncover whether or not that particular passion is the thing that could be for you. And then I think the third thing I would share with people to do is really, you know, explore. You know, I tell people, go into flight simulator mode, right? That's when you get to fly without worrying about crashing the plane.
Yeah.
You know, so I tell people, so go into flight simulator mode. Don't quit your job in hopes of getting a job at the Tom Joyner Morning Show, right?
Right.
How about start your own blog talk radio show? And so you can test out whether or not this is something that, you know, you're truly passionate about, and you can test that out in a way that's safe for you, in a way that doesn't jeopardize, you know, your family's security, you know, in a way that you can still enjoy and see if that's what you're meant to do.
Yeah, great advice. So they've, let's say the listeners went ahead and they tested out, and now they know what their purpose, you know, what their passions are, or what they want to move forward on, but they're afraid to turn it into a business. What advice would you give them?
You know what? That's one of the hardest parts about what I do. But it's the part that when you can make a breakthrough in that area of fear, it makes all of the difference in the world. And I think, you know, because what I tell people is that really their fear behind entrepreneurship in general, but their fear behind it is really typically based on some key relationships that I say people need to have intact in order to be successful in business. And the first one is their relationship with themselves, right? What do you think about yourself? What's your, you know, what's your level, you know, not, I won't use the word self-esteem, or, but how much do you value yourself? How much do you, you know, require yourself to do something that you don't want to do? You know, what's your ability to require yourself to focus, right? So if those relationships, if that relationship with yourself is off, you know, the first thing you're going to want to do is begin repairing that relationship. You know, begin doing whatever practice makes sense with yourself. If that's, you know, if that's, maybe that's coaching, or maybe it's personal development, you know, coaching, or maybe it's, you know, meditation, or maybe it's a spiritual practice, whatever that looks like for you. The first, to help you get over that fear, the first thing you're going to want to do is repair that relationship with yourself, so that you have a, you know, high level of self-worth, high level of self-esteem, and that you require yourself and you hold yourself accountable to doing the things that you commit to. So I think that's that first relationship. And then secondly, you know, it really is your relationship to others has a great deal of fear, right? And what might that look like? Your relationship to others says, are you comfortable saying no to people? Right? Are you comfortable asking for help? You know, are you comfortable going out to get the information you need? Are you comfortable, you know, holding other people accountable to what your expectations are for them? Right? So your relationships with other people is also going to be a really good reflection of, you know, of where you're going to, of where you could possibly, what you could possibly work on before you start going into business for yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, you could have the most genius idea. You could have, you know, the best marketing, the best sales. But I'm, you know, but the thing that I have learned, that if those two foundation level relationships are off, you're going to have, you know, there are going to be challenges, you know, in your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So start there. Start there.
And I think too, you know, with I'll admit that was one of the challenges I had, was asking for help and knowing and saying no. I think for a lot of people that, you know, might be something that they have to work on.
And you know what? And here's the thing. Knowing is half the battle, right? So you know, once you recognize it, you know, most people start, you know, entering this conversation talking about business saying, oh, first you need to go out and do some market research, and then you need to, no. Your work starts inside of yourself first, because everything that you need for your success is already inside of you. It's about tapping into it. And accepting that, right? You know, if you know that, you know what, I don't always tell people no. You know, I allow people to sometimes schedule my time, right? I remember having a conversation with my sister once, and I told my sister, yeah, I invited everybody over your house on Thursday at 4 o'clock so we can all have dinner. It'll be great. And my sister looked at me lovingly and said, I'm sorry, honey, you can't schedule my time. And it really, right? If this is my big sister that I look up to, that I love, that, you know, like, she
yeah.
would do anything. The baby sister, right? But, you know, she was very, very clear. She's also a very successful entrepreneur, but she was very, very clear that her time was her own, you know?
Yeah.
And so instead of just allowing me to schedule her time, she felt comfortable pushing back, saying, no, that's unacceptable. If you know that that's something about yourself, right, if you know that you might allow other people to fringe upon your time or upon your space, you know, how are you going to say, you know, how are you going to say no to a customer who's asking you to do something that you shouldn't be doing? Or
right.
how are you going to say no to an employee, you know, who's making a request of you that doesn't make sense? Or how are you going to say no to a vendor who's asking you for something that is not responsible for your business, right?
Yeah.
So once
yeah.
so if you know these things, that's where you start. And there are tons of, you know, programs and exercises and all kinds of things that we can do to really solidify those relationships. But that's where it starts.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of, you know, like you just said, that it starts, everything is within, and I believe that too, and it starts with you and working on yourself and building mm-hmm. yourself up. So with that said, I wanted to, you know, for a moment talk about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You can have two talented individuals, both, you know, they can be equal on their talent level, but one is extremely successful and the other one isn't. And, you know, I believe that, you know, the difference is that success starts in the mind. If someone wasn't exposed or taught how to have a successful state of mind, what tips or advice would you give them on how to make the change for their mindset?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me that question, because it's one of the things that really changed my life. Let me tell you, when I started my real estate business, you know, in 2003, business was great. So even though I didn't care for, you know, for selling or necessarily, or even though, you know, there were some those cornerstone relationships that we just talked about, some of them were kind of off with me. Because the market was really great and I was getting all these really big checks, it really helped keep me encouraged to do what I was supposed to be doing, because I was out there making money.
Yeah.
Right? But by the time the market shifted and sales began to slow down, you know, dramatically, I felt like I was pushing and pulling and nothing really was happening. And what I realized truly happened to me is that, you know, as much as I thought those key relationships were intact, as much as I thought, you know, I had a high level of self-value and, you know, I thought I had a really good control over myself and my time and my relationships with others, what I realized is that, you know, I really didn't. You know, I really did not. And when the market changed and things got harder, I just started to retreat. But I'll tell you, one of the best things when, you know, after I woke up, you know, that day, you know, being 50 pounds overweight, severely depressed,
yeah.
and $2 million in debt, you know, once I
yeah.
woke up that day and really, you know, decided with intention to move forward, there were a couple of key strategies that I started to employ that really made all the difference for me. And the first one was my meditation routine. And it was really that simple. I just started meditating every day, no more than 30 minutes a day. And I just wanted to be still. I just wanted to be quiet. I just wanted to, you know, listen to my own thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And start getting peace, you know, back into my life, because I felt like my life was just spiraling out of control, you know. So meditation was something that was, you know, really, really critical for me. You know, the second thing I also did was I really became intentional about, you know, doing some real strategic goal setting. And my goal setting, you know, wasn't simple, you know, wasn't, you know, average everyday goal setting. This was, you know, really putting together a plan for where I wanted to be holistically, right? And I looked at, you know, where I wanted to be in terms of my marriage to my husband, where I wanted to be in terms of my relationship with God, where I wanted to be in terms of my relationship with my family, where I wanted to be financially and within my business, where I wanted to be in terms of, you know, my own ministry that I want to have, right? So I really got clear on what I wanted each one of those areas of my life to look like. And then I wrote down, okay, this is what a successful day looks like for me. So for example, you know, my goal for my relationship for my husband, let's talk about that one since he's one of my favorite people. You know, my goal for my relationship with my husband, you know, was that, you know, we had a marriage that was, you know, that was happy, that was full of, you know, love and passion and joy, right? So a success, so what I did was said, okay, if that's what I want, then a successful day for me in terms of my relationship with my husband looks like, one, I wake up every morning and the first thing that I say to him is that I love him and three reasons why I love him. And every night I end the day letting him know that I love him and telling him about three wonderful things that he had done for me that day, right? A successful day with my husband for me looked like I found three ways to show him, to, you know, to visibly display to him how much he meant to me, whether that was, you know, cooking him a meal, which I don't really do. So that meant I really, really loved him if I was cooking him a meal, you know, whether that was, you know, sometimes I would read an article, you know, from, he loves cars. He loves cars. So I would just go and buy a magazine and read some random article about some random car. He thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Right. So anyway, what I did, the second thing, part of my goal setting was really getting laser on what I wanted all of those relationships to look like. And then I created a success, what a successful day would look like inside of that relationship. And so I knew every day I knew, Yvonne, if I didn't do those five things, I didn't have a successful day. I wasn't getting to where I said I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know? I wasn't getting to where I wanted to be. So that was, you know, that was kind of the, you know, the second thing. And then the third thing that I really did is I really became intentional about doing, you know, a program. I actually used this wonderful, wonderful program. It was called The Biology of Empowerment. And it was by a man named Dr. Lee Pelos. But it really, you know, it just really helps you in terms of getting clear with, you know, with your goals. It really helps you in terms of getting clear with, you know, these are the things that help you achieve success. You know, so some of it was, you know, some of it was spiritual practices. Some of it was just understanding how your brain works. You know, some of it was understanding the role that exercise plays, right? But it really just talked about how do you, from a biological level, how do you create success in your life? And that was, that program was really powerful for me, and it's something that I, you know, components of it I continue to use in my everyday life.
Great advice. And one of the things I had to do, and I'm going to just be real brief, but one of the things for me is I had to recondition some of the negativity that was kind of embedded in me that I didn't even realize was there. So I kind of did like a spiritual, like you were saying, it was more spiritual. I had to do like a detox, a spiritual detox and rebuild and learn and go out and read and look at, you know, like you were saying, different books and just educate yourself on how to condition yourself to be more positive. And it's not just about being positive. It's about, like you said, having clarification, positivity too, but clarification on where you want to go and where you want to be and conditioning your mind for that to be successful. I know you wanted to give a surprise to the listeners.
I do.
But first I want to ask, we have like a little less than 5 minutes left, and I wanted to touch on how to monetize, you know, once you know what your purpose and your passions are, how do you turn that into profits?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that is really, really simple way, I'm going to give them three. How about that? I'll give you three really
okay.
quick and simple ways, and I'm going to give those ways to you by describing three of my previous three people that I've worked with previous, three, you know, my clients. And so the first, and all three of them, their names are Danae, Uno, and Tracy. All three of my clients had a passion for food. They absolutely love food. They love cooking food. They love eating food. They love giving other people food. They love talking about food. They were passionate about food, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, each of them found a really unique way that honored who they were and where they were in life and, you know, what their other talents were to live their passion for food and make money at it. So Danae, my first client, she provided it, right? So that's the first way you could do it. You can provide food. And what Danae did is she would create these healthy prepackaged meals that she would then sell at her kids' school and her kids' daycare and sell at her church. You know, and she just made extra money doing something she absolutely loved to do by providing food. My second client, Uno, however, also loved food but decided, I don't want to provide it. I want to talk about it. So Uno started a blog called tour.com where she would literally talk about food. You know, she would go to different restaurants and give reviews of foods and just, you know, talk about her experiences there and that sort of thing to a point where restaurateurs began approaching her and contacting her about writing articles for them, you know? And so it was a blog, so she was able to sell advertising on her site. She made a very good part-time living talking about food. So that's the second way you can turn your passion into profits. And then really the third way is kind of connect people to it, you know? So you're not really providing it. You're doing a little bit more than talking about it, but connecting people to it is my client Tracy, who what we did was we're developing for her a website where she has gone and she has found some of the best kept secrets, you know, from restaurants across the country. Eventually, she'll be working across the world, where her clients can go onto her website. You know, say, oh, I want to try some Indian food, and she'll have her recommendation of a company that provides Indian food, you know, 10 states away that they would have never heard of, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So by connecting other people with food, and here's the beauty for Tracy, you know, Tracy doesn't have to buy the food and then resell it to her clients on her website. Literally, she is going to, the food will be drop shipped, so the person will place the order on her site. The restaurant will then package it, ship it directly to that end client. She'll just take her piece off the middle, you know. So by just connecting people to food is another way she was able to make money doing something that she likes, knows, and enjoys, which is food.
Wow. Wow, great information, and I like how you use one thing and how it's three different ways you can go about monetizing it. Before we have 1 minute left, before we go, I want you to share your surprise with the listeners and also where they can go to find out more information about you.
So here's what I want you to do, guys. I have a wonderful program. It's called Passion Platform Profit, and it is a half-day workshop that I did with my partner, Ms. Nikki Woods of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and we really help people get clear on what they're passionate about and how to make money. So what I'm going to do is the first person to email me at cc@ccclark.com, that's cece at CECECLARK.com. The first person to email me, I'm going to give them a copy of that home study course absolutely free.
Wow. And how do they contact you?
And if they will just email me, once again, it's cc at ccclark.com. That's C-E-C-E at C-E-C-E-C-L-A-R-K.com.
And also on Facebook.
And also on Facebook. You can find me at Just Ask CC.
CC Clark, thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And continued success.
Absolutely. Thank you. Same to you. And I appreciate you for having me. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I was meant to fly. Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first. Know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
Now I know.